Well, let's get to my phenology and find out what's what I've been seeing. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And among the events that I have to report are way last, when was it? Probably Thursday or Friday. Thursday, probably. Just before the storm came in on Friday, but Thursday was pretty sunny and warm with a strong southerly wind that was really ripping the leaves off of the trees. We had a tremendous amount of leaf loss over the last 5-6 days, mostly starting last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and actually Sunday too. But those 5 days, we had really strong winds, sunny and warm on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, the snow began to fall and the winds continued from the south. And then Saturday, we had I had about 2 inches of snow on my deck on Saturday morning. And on Sunday, it was all gone, but the winds continued and the leaves really got peeled off of the trees this past weekend. So I got to looking at some of the notes that I'd taken over the past years on a few spectacular trees. And Scott mentioned earlier this morning, hearing the report today of the note about the big tooth aspen. And I had done some looking into that. And the big tooth aspen, the average for peak of color is the 10th of October. I would say that we are right in there right now. We're probably at the peak. Looking back over some of the past years, peak color, 14th in 17, 16th in 16, the 11th in 15, the 12th in 14, the 11th in 13, 929 in 2012. And you may recall 2012 was one of those years when we had like the earliest spring ever. And I don't know if the trees just got tired of hanging in there and holding on to their leaves or what. But you may also recall that the winter of 2012-2013 was probably the worst winter in some time. I think last winter was pretty spectacular in its own right, but as far as spring went in 2013, those dates turned up to be some of the latest that I had recorded in all of the years that I've been recording dates. So 2012, oddly enough, was the earliest spring on record, and 2013 turned out to be the latest spring on record. So, let's see, 2011 on October 5th, 2009 on the 17th. So you get the idea. Right now, today, my big tooth aspen at home are probably at their peak of color, and the leaves are probably right around 50%. I'd say about half of the leaves have fallen out of the tree, so we're definitely seeing some leaf loss. Now, I was talking with Ed Dallas the other day, Dallas Hudson. I was talking with, I had too many Dallases here. I was talking with Dallas Hudson, and Dallas was saying that he had the peak of color around the 8th or 9th of October, and I had it a touch earlier at about the 5th or 6th of October. But there were lots and lots of maples that were in full color, and all of the birches, everything was approaching full color, with the exception of this clone and that clone. I have a group of aspens, trembling aspens, that are I call them the eagle nest cohort because the eagles built a nest in one of these aspens, and there are probably a dozen of them that are out there in that little patch, and they're all about the same age and quite old. I would say 60 to 70 years old, and these aspens are stout, and you can tell they're all related because their phenology is consistent. They have they're late in the spring to leaf out, and they're late in the fall to drop their leaves. Right now, as of yesterday, they are at their peak of color, but as short as the 8th and 9th of the month, just a few days ago, they were still green for the most part. So lots of interesting colors out there. We are definitely in a yellow phase, and it is mostly birches, big tooth aspen, some trembling aspen, and of course the tamaracks. And the tamaracks are approaching their peak of color right now. I have a swamp full of tamaracks east of my house, and to the southwest of my house I have another stand of tamaracks, and they are as different could be. The average date for the peak of color on tamaracks was yesterday, the 14th. In 2004, they were at peak of color on the 7th. And in 1997, they didn't reach their peak of color until the 26th of October. So the tamaracks can be quite variable. The ones by my house, those on the east side are in a swamp, and they are quite yellow, I would say, at their peak of color. Those on the west side were yesterday somewhat yellow-green, yet still not completely turned to yellow. So the tamaracks are, I guess it depends on where you are, but they are definitely working toward color. Now, my neighbor Marvin Beer has a northern pin oak on his property that is big. It is the biggest pin oak I have ever seen. It's probably 40 to 50 feet tall. And if you probably dug in and analyzed the DNA, it's probably a hybrid between a pin oak and a red oak. But if you look at the leaves, they're quite heavily indented. The sinuses are quite deep, almost down to the mid vein, which is indicating northern pin oak as opposed to the red oak. And this one was just beginning to show color a week ago on the 8th, so it is probably not there yet. But Scott Hall and I were talking this morning, and we were both noting that the northern pin oaks, especially some of the smaller ones, are absolutely scarlet right now. So if you see some smaller, bright red trees along the edges of the roads as you're driving this morning, odds are that those are northern pin oaks. And if you want to stop your car and get out and walk over and look at the leaves, you'll see that the indentations, the sinuses they're called, are quite deep, almost to the mid vein, as I mentioned. Still a few eastern bluebirds around. I've seen some this past week, and they will be moving out of the area before too long. Last solid color on maples was last week, although there's still some maples in my yard that are looking pretty darn good. The blueberries. Last week on Tuesday after the radio show, I noticed the blueberries were just starting to show a few red leaves. Yesterday when I was out, the blueberries were pretty much covered in red. So the blueberries are getting quite red. I had a picture, if you go on to KAXEKBXE Season Watch page and look for these bright pinkish magenta sort of colored New England asters, you'll see in them the virescent green sweat bee. And this is not a bee, it's a fly, but it is very active on these New England asters late in the season, and it makes for some beautiful sightings. They're just really spectacularly blue-green flies that are on these asters. So check those pictures out. Comma butterfly last week on the 9th. I've noticed, and you probably have too, that the willows are starting to finally color a little bit, and that includes the tree willows, the crack willow, the pear-leafed willow, and the weeping willow. But the shrub willows are also starting to fleck and showing some color, and they are they're even later than the tamaracks in terms of color. So check those out. Watch the willows around your house and see if they aren't changing color as well. The northern holly, I was looking at the northern holly all week. Last week on Tuesday, the robins were in there, and I thought they would surely clean them out, but they only ate a few of them, and the berries remain quite strongly planted on the plants, and the leaves are still there, although they're about half gone. The northern holly and the speckled alder, and interestingly, the northern holly is one of its other names is the black alder. And both of those hold their leaves remain green throughout the season. And then in the fall, while still green, they simply fall off the plant. And that has begun to happen on the northern holly. I have a horse chestnut on the river road that I've watched for 25 or 30 years. And it is down to its last 10% of its leaves. It's probably bare by now. The roses in my yard are just beginning to show some color. The arrowwood, downy arrowwood, is bright magenta, deep purple. If you're driving along and you see these bushes, usually right on the verge of the forest, right on the edge of the forest, seeing these deep purplish, burgundy-colored leaves, if you get a chance to look closely, you'll see that they're quite heavily toothed, and those are the arrowwood leaves, and they reach their peak color just about this time of year. So watch for them; they're quite lovely to look at. Lots of notes here about aspens changing color over the past week. Besides arrowwood, big tooth aspens, trembling aspens, that crowd, they're definitely getting it done. The Crooked Lake that I live on is now visible from the house. So the leaves, the hazel leaves are down, finally down enough so that you can actually look at the lake from the house, which is not the case throughout most of the year. There were some trumpeter swans out there this past week. I could hear them calling. And as I mentioned, the American and the beaked hazel are down to their last 10% of leaves. So it's finally gotten to a point where I can actually go out and probably see enough into the woods far enough that I might actually get my gun up and get a shot off at a grouse one of these next few days. So hopefully I'll have a meal of ruffed grouse before next week. I can talk to you about that. Two final notes, both about birds. Dark-eyed juncos came in huge flocks over the weekend. Sunday was my day. All of a sudden, there were hundreds. I'd seen earlier a few here and there around the yard. On Sunday, there were hundreds in my yard. And also on Sunday, while I was sitting there watching the football game, a yellow-bellied sapsucker smacked into my window. And I wouldn't have recognized it as a yellow-bellied sapsucker unless it had knocked itself unconscious, in which case I was able to hold it. And I had it in my hand, and you could see the little bit of, there was five or six red feathers that were coming out on its head where it will be red, and five or six under its chin where it will also be red. But I was surprised to find a yellow-bellied sapsucker this late in the season and actually to be able to hold on to it for a little while and wait for it to kind of recover. It would shut its eyes and look like it was going to go to sleep. And I don't know, concussions that, you know, with people, they always say, keep them awake. So I was like, wait, you can't sleep. Wake up. He finally recovered enough to fly off, and I was glad to see it. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have observations, comments, or questions you'd like to send along, we'd love to hear from you.